Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Haitian Art. If any of you need to follow the text and grammar notes as I read them, you're welcome to join me on my blog page, which can be found at acupofenglish.com. Haitian Art. Leavenworth is fast becoming my favourite local place to have lunch. I took my mother up there today for a yummy trip to Pav's restaurant as an early Mother's Day gift. It was a perfect day, sunny and cool. Actually, they had a heavy snowfall a few days previously, which everyone thought was a bit crazy, but considering that it is a mountainous region, it's not that surprising. We wandered around the main streets a little and window shopped until we got hungry enough for lunch. Pav's opens at 11:30 and we got there bang on time. We were the first ones there, so we chose the very best spot to sit. After we had ordered, we chatted, both admiring the surroundings at the same time. The metalwork on the walls caught our attention, and as we commented on it, the waitress told us that they had bought it all from Haiti. Each piece was for sale, she said, but they weren't sure if they would ever get any more, because of the situation in Haiti at the moment. They are made out of oil drums, she said. We were immediately intrigued, so we got up and wandered around the other rooms, looking at the different wall decorations. There were motifs of hearts, crosses, birds, and twisted vines. They were simple yet beautiful, primitive but with delicate detail. My mother couldn't resist it. She had to buy one. As we ate our meal, we read the little attached paper that came with the piece that she had bought. It said that the artisans cut the oil drum open, stuff it with straw, and burn the inside to get rid of residues. Then, sections of metal are cut, and the wall decor evolves out of the use only of a hammer and a chisel. It must be time-consuming work, and one that shows how people can become imaginative and resourceful when in need. Looking at the art, we would never have guessed that it came from Haiti. The restaurant, after all, is supposed to look French. However, I can see a connection, and these unusual pieces of art add something special to any decor. Okay, a few grammar notes for you. The first grammar note is considering, and also considering that. They're used in a very similar way. Sometimes you can use a longer expression, which is taking into consideration that, or just taking into consideration. But for these purposes, I'm just using considering and considering that. And obviously, it's something that you're thinking about, taking into account that. Let's have a look at it in a sentence. Number one. Considering their financial situation, I'm surprised that they've bought a new car. Considering their financial situation, I'm surprised that they've bought a new car. The next one is to window shop. And everyone is familiar with doing that. It's a verb. And it really means to look through a shop window at all the nice things that are for sale, but not buy them. To window shop. Number 2. I don't want to buy anything. I just want to window shop. I don't want to buy anything. I just want to window shop. The third grammar point is the verb to intrigue. To intrigue is sort of to create interest, to spark imagination, to make somebody curious. To intrigue. Number 3. That man intrigues me. He seems shy, and yet he speaks very confidently. That man intrigues me. He seems shy, and yet he speaks very confidently. And the last grammar point is another verb, to evolve. Now, this verb can be used in many circumstances and also figuratively. Number 4. This has evolved from a small project into a time-consuming major one. This has evolved from a small project into a time-consuming major one. And you can guess what I'm talking about in that sentence. I'm talking about my podcasts. Well, that's the end of this time-consuming podcast, which actually wasn't that time-consuming. I appreciate you following and listening. And I also appreciate your comments. If you'd like to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you have time, if you could click on the link that I have on my blog page to rate my podcast or my app if you've bought it from iTunes. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.